said after the game last, excuse me, January, that it would stick with you for a while. Has it stuck with you, and do you even want it to stick with you at this point?
Well, I mean, I think I've been a part of 30-some-odd losses as a quarterback, so every one of those sticks with you. It's frustrating, you know, when you put so much into it and you come up short, but, you know, it's a new season. We get back here in April, you start thinking about the 2015 team. I just heard we're the, you know, second youngest team. It's a new group. You know, there's always new players every single year, and you're trying to add to the mix and hold on to the guys that you got. We did a good job of that this year. They got a couple new players. And that's just the way the NFL goes.
Well, what does a game like that do for you, Aaron, next time you see these guys? I mean, what energy you get off of that, you know, bad experience trying to make it a good experience?
I mean, again, that was 2014. That was a different deal. We played up there. It was different teams. You know, our personnel looks a little different. So it's you know, there's really not a lot of carryover.
Aaron, are there any mental or emotional hurdles to get over? Not necessarily just from that game, but when a team has beaten you 2, 3, 4 times in a row, like they have. What's the
guy? I mean, it's just it's football. You know, you just got to execute. It's tough to win on the road. You know, we've been a formidable opponent at home, and you know, you got to take care of the ones you get at home.
Aaron, when you look at the film, really only one game to go off of in the preseason. How much do you look at the previous maybe years and what they did, even though they have different personnel now? Does that come into play at all?
Well, it's just part of your preparation. You figure out what works for you, what film you got to watch, and yeah, you put in the time on, especially Monday and Tuesday, trying to get ahead and make sure you're ready to play by game day. So it just depends on who you're playing and how much film you had to work with. And you look at you know, you might look at past games or you might look at preseason. I'm sure we'll all look at last week and what happened.
Aaron, do you believe it's important for yourself and for the team to not make too big of a deal out of this game and just treat it as just another and just the second game of the season? Is there an importance to that or an effort to make sure that happens?
Paul, I just think that's the way it is. It's week two. You know, I mean, we understand the storylines and we've played, you know, a couple times last year, but this is 2015. It's a different season, and everybody's dealing with, you know, different expectations. We all have the same type of goals, but. It's different personnel, and they're trying to be the best team they can be in 2015, and we're trying to be the best team that we can be.
Yeah, a nice touch and pass to Randall.
Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Russell Wilson and just how impressed you are with how far he's come in his young career in the NFL?
I've met him a couple times. That's about the extent of it, and I haven't seen a lot of film on him.
Yeah, a nice touch pass to Randall for a touchdown. Some great connections with James Jones. Looking at the table, how do you feel you did in Chicago for first game with your offense?
Yeah, I feel good. I mean, we had 5 scoring possessions out of 7. You know, they controlled the clock a lot and kept us off the field. We had a limited amount of plays up until that 16-play drive. So I think it was a good performance for us. Obviously, we'd like to, you know, get the play amount up to about 70-plus. But, you know, I think we were very efficient. That's kind of the way it's been the last few times we played Chicago. We played them down there last year and didn't punt and had, I think, 38 points on like 60 plays. So, you know, when your points per play are that high, you're going to be having a pretty good day.
After going through what you did at the end of last year with your injury and then this past week being able to run the way you did, what appreciation have you gained for, you know, mobility? And then also, how much have you going into the season did you think about after having gone through that?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, I train really hard in the off season to put myself in a position to remain healthy, and you know, you have to have some good fortune at times. You know, guys not falling on you, but the muscle strains are very disappointing, and the ability to run I think is an added weapon for our offense. And I've always looked at it like that, and enjoyed the opportunity to extend plays when I can. Offensive line blocked great in the first week. We had no sacks. I was also able to move in the pocket and extend some plays and get positive yardage. That's an important part of our offense when the defense is covering down. So when you're playing a team that can cover, especially the next two can, you're going to have to be able to extend some plays and make some positive things happen.
Aaron, and it's only week two, but red zone, how magnified is that ability to have that ability in the red zone, and how critical will that be Sunday night?
Well, it's something we've always done here. You know, we've always been able to extend some plays, whether it's in the field or in the red zone. The red zone, everything's you know, a little tighter. Everything happens quicker. The windows are smaller. So if you're able to extend the play based on the the amount of guys that rush or just an open rush lane. That can cause some stress with the defense, especially when they're playing some match coverages where you're having some second and third reactions by your receivers. So we've had some success doing that, and that's a weapon that, that shows up sometimes.
Aaron, it's only week two, but at the same time, you guys get a game up on the Seahawks if you guys do that. Talk about the significance that would be if there's a difference between, you know, you guys playing the NFC Championship game or a playoff game there, or as opposed to Lambeau Field.
You know what, that's a question for later in the season, I think. You know, this game is important. Every game's important, though. You know, you can go back and look at all four of our losses, and if one of those goes a different way, we're hosting the NFC Championship game. So you never know when it's going to be. Your best has to show up every week, and you can't have those lapses from time to time. We lost four games last year on the road and took care of our home field advantage, and if you do that, it's a recipe to get a bye, and you just got to try and find a way in our situation to maybe get to one more win, and then you can host that game late in January.
Seattle used Richard Sherman in the slot a little bit against the Rams. Is that something that you anticipate with Randall this weekend? Has he ever done that against you guys in the past that you can remember?
He's done that, yeah. He's done that against a few teams. You know, he'll match, with the top receiver at times and go inside, especially if that guy's to his side. But, Richard can do it all. He's a talented guy. It doesn't matter. A lot of times slot guys are kind of smaller in stature, but Richard, he can. He's kind of a different animal. He can do it all, outside or inside. He's got great ball skills. He's very intelligent. Understands route concepts really well, and you got to figure out where he's at every play.
How much pride do you take in taking care of the ball? And do you remember your last interception here at Lambeau?
No, I try and forget things like that. I have a lot of things on my plate that I need to take care of, and ball security is right at the top. You know, I got to be a guy that my teammates can count on and rely on to be efficient out there. If I'm not turning the ball over, we got a better chance to win.
Do you ever set goals in terms of numbers of interceptions every year? Do you have a goal for this year?
If I did, I wouldn't tell you.
What do you do with your extra time on Sunday? Do you like playing in that night game? It was a couple extra hours of the late game. What do you do in that period? Do you like that?
I like the noon games. You grow up and you love watching Sunday and Monday Night Football as a kid, but they are long days and they kind of can cut into the preparation the following week. But it's exciting playing at night. It's a different feeling, with the dexterity with the football based on the cooler air and stuff, which is nice. But yeah, it's exciting to step on the field with the bright lights. But I always choose the noon games if we could.
It's incredibly loud in Seattle. Would you like to see the Packer fans match that?
That's why I'm wearing my Get Loud Lambeau shirt right here. So we need our fans to show a lot of grit out there. Keep it loud.
Aaron, is this a game you got to watch your emotions? I mean, the whole idea of how you left it off last year, playing the same guys. I mean, I don't want to belabor that point, but the emotions of going against these guys again. Now you have them all. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's Seattle. It's our next opponent. It's it's week two. So we're gonna try and approach it just like every other game, like we approached last week. It was an important week, a division opponent. This week, conference opponent, a very good football team, and it's a home game. We gotta take care of business at Lambeau.